Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, and we are back with another great episode. 10 game recap for you today for Monday. The show is presented to you by FanDuel, and this is a Sports Ethos presentation, production, both, all that. If you don't know, the Box Score Breakdown is here to discuss your daily score recaps, waiver wires, pickups, your drops, your sales, your ads. We're here for you, everything for your day-to-day game-to-game recaps, and we're here for you Monday through Friday. Tim Woodson and I will have you covered. Like I said, it's a 10-game slate, so let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. Got a lot to cover, and I hope you guys are doing well. Huge, huge slate today. First game, we're going to start with the Pistons defeating the Pacers, 122 to 117. Let's start off with Cade Cunningham, 24 points, 11 boards, 6 assists, 3 turnovers, but, you know, what can you do? 8 for 10 from the field, nice shooting percentage, almost 50%. Another classic solid Cade game. And after the first week or so of the season where it was a little disappointing, Cade has truly stepped it up and is playing great. Ausar Thompson with 13 points. Not much else. 4 assists, 3 boards, a steal. We normally are looking at more rebounds, assists, and defensive stats from Ausar, but, you know, they got the win, so this was just solid. Jalen Duren, 17 and 12 with 2 assists. No blocks, but a good game. Duncan Robinson started. Tobias Harris started. Neither of them did too much for you, just points for the most part. Duncan did have 4 rebounds. Isaiah Stewart off the bench did have 9 points and still in the block, but not too crazy. Caris LeVert finally had a good game with 19 points and 3 assists and a steal in the block. You could use that. That was in 23 minutes, but he's just been inconsistent all year and is on a sharp decline. Jaden Ivey did play, but only 12 minutes. Had 12 points in 12 minutes, 50% from the field. So, you know, he is capable of doing a lot more. They're just easing them in. And, you know, this obviously hurt Danish Jenkins, who only played 8 minutes. Danish Jenkins was playing like an all-star for like a week straight. And now, you know, the team has gotten healthy. Cade was out. Jaden Ivey was out. Ausar was out. And that allowed Danish Jenkins to play like an all-star, which showed he is capable and he deserves an NBA contract. He's on a 2-way contract. He deserves the contract. But when everyone is healthy, they are not relying on Danish Jenkins or trusting him to play big minutes. That's 2 games in a row underperforming. And it's not his fault. It's just he's not getting the minutes. So hopefully you did not give away too much to get Danish Jenkins or break the bank to get him, because he's came crashing down to earth. But of course, if there's another injury, he'll be a guy at the top of your waiver wire list to keep an eye on. All right, let's go to the Pacers. Pascal Siakam with 24 and 8 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. That's the type of all-around performance you want. That's what you are looking for in Ausar Thompson to be one day. Can he put out numbers like Pascal Siakam? I think it's possible. It's going to take some time. Isaiah Jackson started 9 and 5, no blocks. Andrew Nembhard, after the last game, was incredible. Only 12 points and 6 assists, but he did have 4 steals. Got to love that. Benedict Mathurin, 14 points, 4 boards, not much else. He had been killing it lately, but no, Jairus Walker is the one that stepped it up tonight after having like a week of terrible performances. Jairus Walker finally, 8 for 10 from the field, 21 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. He ought to be able to do this every game, 15 to 22 points, but he's not done it. Is this the start of something new? We will see. But it's been very disappointing for Jairus Walker. Hopefully this turns things around. Jay Huff with 11 points, 2 blocks and a steal off the bench. TJ McConnell, 16 and 5 assists off the bench. Next game, the Raptors defeated the Cavs, 110 to 99. Donovan Mitchell, 17 points, 8 assists and a steal. You're used to seeing Donovan 10 more points than that, 20 more points than that. So you can see why they lost. They kind of need him to get 30 points to win without Darius Garland, who sat out this one with his injury slash rest situation going on. Evan Mobley, lackluster performance as well. 14 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a block. Got to have more than that from Mobley, especially in 31 minutes. And we know Jared Allen didn't play, so he definitely should have got more than 5 rebounds. Lonzo Ball started, 8 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a block. If he could play this type of role every night, he is Dyson Daniels territory. But we know they're taking it easy on him. His body has deceived him for the most part. So he's not going to be able to do this consistently. But in a spot start, if he's not rostered, you can always use Lonzo when you know he's starting. On the bench, Nakon Tomlin had another solid performance with 14 and 4, but nobody else really did too much. Tyrese Crocker with 8 off the bench. It was just a very lackluster game for the Cavs. For the Raptors, Brandon Ingram with a huge 37.7 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal performance. And that's the Brandon Ingram we saw 3 years ago that everyone was thinking was going to be the future of the NBA. He's had a rough patch with injuries and bad teams. Now this is a performance right here. Brandon Ingram, 37-7. Scottie Barnes, 18-11 with 6 assists and 1 steal. He took a back seat to Brandon Ingram, but still had a nice game with 18-11-6. I mean, that's a great performance. He's just used to seeing a few more points. Jakob Poeltl, 7-13 with 2 steals. Solid. Emmanuel Quickley, not as much this game, but 11 points, 6 boards, 7 assists, and 1 steal. As you can see, even if they didn't put a lot of points up, this Raptor squad is doing things in other fields, and that's what's helping them win. Jacoby Walter started because Ron Barrett is injured right now. He hurt himself last game. He may miss a week or so. We were wondering if it would be Jacoby Walter or Grady Dick. Jacoby Walter got the start, but he was not productive. Like I said, 5-3 with 2 steals. You love the 2 steals, but you can't really do too much with that. But Grady Dick only played 11 minutes compared to Jacoby's 24, and he had zeros all across the board. Literally zeros all across the board. 0-5 from the field, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 turnovers, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Grady Dick, I don't know, like, what? Sandro Mamukelashvili, 12 points, 9 boards, and a block. Nice production off the bench. Next game, the Knicks defeated the Nets 113-100. Cat Karl Anthony Towns with 37 points, 12 boards, a steal, and 2 blocks. Dominant performance. That's why they won. Josh Hart, 7 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. A fantasy category player's dream. Mikal Bridges, 16 points, 4-4 with 2 steals and a block. Jalen Brunson, 27 points. Not really that many assists, only 3. And 3 boards with 1 steal. Of course you want those assists up, but Josh Hart led the team with 7. Miles McBride did start because OG is out. He had 9 points and 3 assists. Jordan Clarkson, 12 points off the bench, but not much else for the bench players. I guess they didn't need him. For the Nets, Michael Porter Jr., who's been killing it lately, 16-4, nothing else in any other category, but he's been scoring 25 or so points per game, playing great, but this game, 1-9 from 3, so that's the difference. So he'll bounce back. Noah Clowney is the guy that stepped up for the Nets, 31 points. 4 boards, 3 assists, no steals or blocks, but 31 points for Noah Clowney. We know that's something he can do. It's just when he's not doing that, he's getting 10 points or 8 points. So if he can stay somewhere in the middle, 15-20 points per game on this team, which he should, he's going to be a very usable fantasy asset. Igor Jermyn started. Played 28 minutes, had 9.6 boards, 2 assists, and 1 steal. You wish he would have got more assists. The team in general Nobody really did good with the assist except Tyrese Martin off the bench. But yeah, it was a rough night for the Nets. Terrence Mann continues to start and not does much. Nick Claxton with 8 points and four boards, with one assist and one block. He had been dominant, and he took a back seat in this one. Off the bench, Drake Powell, the rookie, the first round pick, 15 points, four assists, two boards, and a steal. And that is great to see. You have to think he is going to take Terrence Mann's role. Because like I said, first round pick, he's shown good signs. Him and Tyrese Martin are playing better than Terrence Mann. So there's Terrence Mann's time in his starting lineup is coming to an end relatively soon, I would think. Next game, the Heat defeated the Mavs 106-102. For the Mavs, of course, Cooper Flagg, 12.7 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, 5-for-14 from the field. And we know it's been underwhelming, especially without Anthony Davis, no Kyrie. We want to see Cooper Flagg getting 20-plus points per game. Just not happening consistently, but it's still his rookie season. They've only played 19 games. So we are 1/4 of a way through the season. So there's a lot of time left for him to continue developing and getting used to the NBA. PJ Washington is the guy that went off tonight with 27 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. A very nice game for PJ Washington. 50% from the field. Can't complain about that. Daniel Gafford started 11-11 with 2 blocks and a steal. Derek Lively did not play. He's missed so many games already this season. Brandon Williams did start, 12 points, 5 assists, and a steal. Max Christie, 15-5 with an assist and a block. Najee Marshall, 7-5 with 2 steals. Klay Thompson, 13 points and 2 steals. D'Angelo Russell, 10 points, 2 assists. And that's about it that was productive for the Mavs. For the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo, 17-6 with 1 assist, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. He's back. He won a few more points, but he is back. Khalil Ware started alongside Bam. Now, that's very important. This is something that has not really happened. Something that we wanted to see happen, but it hasn't. Either Bam is in and Khalil Ware has to take a huge back seat, or Bam is out and Khalil Ware finally gets to start and be productive. In this game, he was even more productive than Bam, and they started along each other and played more minutes than Bam. Khalil Ware played 34 minutes at 20 points, 18 boards, and 3 blocks. If they keep the lineup like this, things could go well. I don't think they will, though, because Norman Powell was out. So we'll see what happens in that game. Next game, we'll keep an eye out on Norman Powell. Because he has a groin issue. So if he misses the next game, Khalil Ware will be starting because it worked. And Tyler Herro was back, though. And that's the big news of the day. He had 24.7 boards, 3 steals. So they did not work him in slowly. He played 29 minutes and he played great. So that's good to see. A bit of a surprise was Pella Larson had been starting for Herro. He continued to start. 9 points, 5 assists, and a steal, and 2 blocks. And Davion Mitchell started as well. So when Norman Powell comes back, who's going to the bench? Is it Pella Larson or Davion Mitchell? Possibly Khalil Ware. We will see. But, you know, it's crazy that Nikola Jovic, DNP, well, he has a left hip impingement, but no Nikola Jovic, no Norm Powell, no Andrew Wiggins, all out with injury. So, and they still won the game, but they have talent. It's just a matter of figuring it out. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 13 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. And that's all really of note that needed to be named for this game. If you don't know, you are listening to the Box Score Breakdown, a Sports Ethos presentation. And if you're listening on the fantasy,
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort. Thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
NBA Today podcast feed. Doc and Brew will be back later today for their regular episodes. We're here breaking down the games on your day-to-day events. And if you're enjoying these box score episodes, make sure you subscribe. Go to the YouTube, listen. Go to the X, Twitter. And we are live. You know, we're recording live these episodes so you can submit your comments. We'll get back to them at the end of the day. Submit your comments on X as well, and we would love to talk about them. And follow me on X at William Is Bill. Appreciate it. Now, next game, Nuggets defeated the Grizz 125-115. Jokic, of course, 17 points, 16 assists, 10 rebounds, and 2 steals. It's just ridiculous. every night, Jokic. All right, Peyton Watson had a dominant performance with 27 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. We knew he had the avenue to step it up and dominate because there's no Aaron Gordon, there's no Christian Brown, and he did it. Even though they have Bruce Brown and Tim Hardaway, that did not stop him. Who I don't see on the list is Julian Strother. He's a guy that coming into the season you would have thought would have had an opportunity like this, but Peyton Watson stepped it up. Jamal Murray with 29 and 8 assists, 3 boards. He's having a great year. Cam Johnson, 18 and 6 with a steal. Nice. Spencer Jones started, didn't do anything. Tim Hardaway, 13 off the bench. Bruce Brown, 9 off the bench. Typical Nuggets game. For the Grizz, no Ja Morant, but Jaren Jackson had 16 and 6 with 4 assists. Cedric Cowart started, but terrible game. Only 5 points, not much else. Jalen Wells stepped it up with 22 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. I wish he could be more consistent this year. He's been mainly low key. Zach Edey started, and he only played 6 minutes, so there must have been an injury there. We'll have to wait and hear what is going on with that. Santi Aldama, 12 points, 6 and 6 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Great. Jock Landale with 26 points off the bench, 10 boards, 2 assists. You kind of hope Edie got hurt in this one, because why is Jock Landale outperforming Zach Edie like that much? But we will see. And I don't wish injury, but you get what I'm saying. And Cam Spencer with 18 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 turnover. DMP still, GG Jackson, just completely fell out of favor with this Grizzlies team and is not getting any minutes. It is nice to see that Kobe Bufkin has been picked up by the Grizz. He did not play, but with the lack of point guards, he's something that you can look into. Super, super, super deep leagues, and I think eventually he might get a shot. Because Vince Williams is playing point, and it ain't working. 6 points. He did have 7 assists. He's putting up huge assist numbers. But 2 for 8 from the field. He did have 2 blocks and a steal, but Vince Williams is not a point guard. Next game, the Blazers defeat the Bucks 115-103. All right, for the Blazers, Donovan Clingan had a nice game with 14 and 11. 4 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Jeremy Grant is the one that went off with 35 points, 4 and 4 with a block. Timani, 13 and 7, 2 steals. Denny Abia, 22, 5 and 4 with a block. They are continuing to star Sidy Cissoko. He's continuing to not do much. Robert Williams, 8, 5, and 4 blocks. So he only played 16 minutes and had 4 blocks. So if you're streaming blocks, Robert Williams is available when he plays. You just got to make sure he's playing. Caleb Love got another big opportunity of minutes, 26. Had 13 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. It's very good, very good. Great to see the rookie getting an opportunity. The coach, Thiago Splitter, really, really seems to have a lot of belief and Caleb Love. So that's something to keep your eye out on. From the Bucks, of course, we have no Giannis, but Kuzma had 15 points and 6 boards. Miles Turner, 13 and 11 with 4 blocks. Jericho Sims started. He did nothing, but it's just of note that he started, only played 11 minutes, but keep an eye on how they want to use him in the future. AJ Green, not much. Ryan Rollins kind of had an off night. 10 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, and 1 steal. No starter really did well. But Bobby Portis did have 22 off the bench with 6 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Gary Trent, 12 points, not much else. And Cole Anthony with 16 points and 2 steals. Next game, the Pelicans defeated the Bulls 143-130. What a huge game. This is not an overtime game. That's a lot of points. And with that said, Patrick Williams still only had 6. So what can you do? Matas only had 10, but he had 2 blocks. Coby White, 24, 5, and 6. Ayo Dosunmu, 28 points. Leading scorer, Josh Giddey, 21, 7, and 6. Off the bench, Jalen Smith, 13 points, 6 boards. Javon Carter had 11. Trey Jones, 10 points, 11 assists. That's incredible, 11 assists. Noah Syngray even got in the game 2 minutes and didn't have time to do anything, but it's of note. For the Pelicans, Zion had 29 points, 2 steals. Trey Murphy, 20, 4 and 4 with 2 steals. Derek Queen, only 8 and 5. But he did have a steal and a block. He only played 17 minutes. Might need to look into why that happened. Sadiq Bey played 34 minutes at 20 points, 13 boards, and 2 steals. He's had a lot of good games, but he's also disappeared. So Sadiq Bey is an interesting prospect for this year. Jeremiah Fears, 15, 4, and 3. He's Missy, 14 and 14. That's what we want to see with 3 blocks. That is tremendous production right there. Jose Alvarado, 16, 8, and 8. That's incredible. With 2 steals also. And that's all of note for that game. Losing my voice with 10 games. I hate when there's so many games. But we're going to make it through. The Rockets defeated the Suns 114-92. Jabari was 17 and 7 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Alperen Sengun 18 and 5 and 5 with a block. Amen with 28, 7 and 8 with a block. Reed Shepard started and didn't do much offensively, but he had 5 assists and 3 steals. Aaron Holiday 22 points off the bench with 2 steals. No KD in this one. Next, well, against the Suns had, of course, Devin Booker, but only 18 points, 5 boards, but he did have 6 turnovers, a steal and a block. Dylan Brooks with 29 points and 2 steals. Royce O'Neal, 12 and 5 with the block. And Nick Richards started, didn't do anything, but it's just weird that started Nick Richards, 22 minutes at 4 points. Kamal Malawak, their top 10 draft pick, 2 minutes. It's crazy. Colin Gillespie was 16 and 2 steals. Jordan Goodwin, 7 and 2 steals. Woo, 2 games left, y'all. And we're live, as you can tell. The Warriors defeated the Jazz 134-117. Keontae George with 28, 6, and 7 with 2 steals. Lauri Markkanen 17, and 6, and 4. Yusuf Nurkić, not of note. Ace Bailey, 21 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. That's what you want to see. That's what everyone's been waiting for. They were wondering if it was going to happen. Ace Bailey had a great performance. Keep that in mind. Off the bench, Kyle Anderson had 12, 7, and 5. That's a classic Kyle Anderson game. Filipowski, 11, and 8. He normally gets that production even when he starts and plays 25, 30 minutes. And this one, he only played 15 minutes and had nice production. He's just going to have to be more consistent. And since the ball had 14 points. For the Warriors, Steph Curry, 31 points, 2 blocks, and a steal. Moses Moody, 15 and 6 with 2 steals. Jimmy Butler, 18, 6 and 7 with a steal. Quentin Post started, 9, 4 and 5. Gary Payton started, 9 points, 8 assists, 6 boards, and a steal. If he can do that consistently, he can be used. And that put Buddy Hield on the bench, but he still had 20 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists with a steal. Buddy's been all over the place this year. Will Richard, 9 points, 6 boards, and 2 steals. And for your last and final game, literally 1 minute left in the game. The Timberwolves are up 100-99. We'll see if by the end of the show the game ends. But Anthony Edwards has 35 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, and a block. DiVincenzo, 14 points and a steal. Rudy Gobert, 11 and 12 with 2 blocks. Jaden McDaniels, 6 and 8 with 2 assists and a steal. Julius Randle, 16 and 10 with 3 assists. Naz Reid off the bench with 15 and 7. And no one else really has been productive for the Timberwolves. And for the Kings, Keegan Murray back in the starting lineup, 21 and 13. Great job. 1 block. So he's going to be the guy that's going to be the future for the Kings. The whole rest of the starting lineup could be gone next year, honestly. So, Keegan Murray has shown tonight that he's ready to be back and take over. DeMar DeRozan stepped it back up with 22 points and 2 steals. Zach LaVine, only 7 points and 3 boards. Terrible performance so far. 3 for 10 from the field. Maybe they're going to overtime and he can work things out. But it's very unlike Zach LaVine. Russ Westbrook, 7 and 5 with 4 assists. Precious Achiuwa, 10 and 7 with the block. Malik Monk, 20 off the bench. Dennis Schroeder, 6 points, 9 assists, 4 boards off the bench. And that's all of note for this game. 34 seconds left, 101 to 100. Now let's talk about the players of the night. As we know, Anthony Edwards has 35 and 3 steals right now. Keegan Murray, 21 and 14. Kay Cunningham, 24, 11 and 6 assists. Siakam, 24 and 8. Brandon Ingram, 37 and 7. Towns, 37 and 12. Noah Clowney with 31. PJ Washington, 27 and 8. Khalil Ware, 20, 18 and 3. That is crazy. Jokic, 17 and 10 with 16 assists. Jock Landale, 26 and 10. Jeremy Grant with 35. Amen Thompson, 28, 7 and 8. Dylan Brooks had 29 points. Steph Curry, 31 points. And Keontae George with 28, 6 and 7. Oh, and the Timberwolves and Kings game just ended regulation. And they're going into overtime, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy. So there will be a few more stats in that game. You'll find out in the morning. All right. So I just want to say, we don't have any comments tonight. And I don't blame you because it was a huge slate, ladies and gentlemen. But we made it through. Thank you all for watching. If you're not aware, this is Sports Ethos Production. You know, and I just want to say, if you're enjoying these shows, please subscribe. Please go to sportsethos.com. Check out the YouTube channel where you can watch all our shows in one place. A lot of guys are doing great work over at Sports Ethos. Just search Sports Ethos and subscribe. And thank you all for watching. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. I think I might be back Wednesday. I should, yes. But we won't have a show on Thursday, of course. But enjoy basketball. Until next time, I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.